At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. Made it to a Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Thought it was going to be a quiet time of the year. We do have the Stanley Cup postseason. It's June. We got a couple of golf majors. Then all of a sudden yesterday happened. Rob Gronkowski retires. Deshaun Watson settles with 20 of 24 of his accusers. Daniel Snyder's in trouble again. Abs Lightning Game 4 coming up tonight. And the British Open says they'll welcome in the LIV Tour players. Brooks Koepka goes. Also, Abraham Anser went. Colin Morikawa stayed. That's the last 24 hours. Welcome to the program. Our stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Phone calls, emails, tweets, all the above. Welcome on the program. We're here for the next 3 hours. You can watch on Peacock if you download the app. And we say good morning to Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, and now nearly 400 radio stations around America. But the big news was Deshaun Watson reaching a settlement with 20 of the 24 women who accused him of sexual misconduct. Now, that doesn't mean that the quarterback can avoid a suspension by the NFL. I had been told that disciplinary action was probably going to happen this week. Now this comes up, and I don't think anybody had it other than Jordan Schultz, who is independent. And, you know, this wasn't one of those Adam Schefter or Jay Glazer or, you know, go around, you know, everybody here, Cleveland Browns, even the Gronk situation, you know, with what was going on. And that's what Jordan Schultz broke that news. So Deshaun Watson settles with 20 of the 24. And the question is, why now? It was reported earlier this season Watson would look to settle the civil suits if a deal with the Dolphins was finalized. That never happened. And if Watson was ready then why did we wait so long? Why not once he got traded to Cleveland? Now, it's 15 months into the process, and just last week it was reported the NFL would look into a significant suspension for Watson, and maybe those reports made Watson and his attorney uneasy and decided to stop the bleeding. Or maybe the NFL and the quarterback struck a deal. With a decision reportedly coming soon, we may have the answer sooner rather than later. And I don't know if this was proposed to me. Could Watson and the NFL come to some kind of agreement? Because the commissioner wants this to go away. He doesn't want this to drag into the season again. I think that Deshaun Watson is going to get probably a half a season, maybe more. Maybe it's the entire season. And then maybe, you know, there's an appeal process, I'm going to guess. And then maybe they walk it back a little bit here. But 20 of the 24 have settled. What about, we were told there were two more. So it was going to be 26. Now it's just 20 of 24. I don't know what's happened to the other two as well. And are they going to settle? But I'm not sure in Deshaun Watson's camp what changed. Why now? Now you're going to camp, and they were trying to settle these cases when he was going to be traded to the Dolphins. The report was, hey, the Dolphins will make that trade for you. You have to settle. Well, he couldn't settle all the cases. So it didn't happen. I think it's harder to say that nothing happened. Now, you can say, and people already have on social media, well, these women just out for money. You can say that. I don't believe that. I believe that there was a predatory feel to him, a pathological kind of, it just felt like, you know, this was a pattern here for Deshaun Watson. I don't think you randomly have 66 massage therapists. You just don't. And you got to sign a non-disclosure agreement. Their stories were very, very similar here. Now, you can say that there was consensual relationship. Was there prostitution? Was there coercion? I mean, there's a lot of things involved here. But this doesn't exonerate Deshaun Watson, at least for me. The grand jury does help a lot. Two grand juries. But this is a, you know, civil suits and easier to prove guilt there. And Deshaun Watson, I don't know what he paid these women. But as you get closer, you got $230 million guaranteed. He's probably saying, all right, what's this going to cost me? $3 million? $5 million? Let's get this over with. Now I can go play football. People are going to forget about this. And, you know, as long as I produce on the field. Now, I haven't seen any quotes from him or his attorney, Rusty Harden, but we'll have Mike Florio on and get his thoughts. He is an attorney, and get his thoughts on the legalese that's going on here. With, we just heard from the attorney, Tony Busby, who represents the women. But there are four more, and feels like they're going to trial. Will the trial take place after the football season? That's another thing to keep an eye on. I think that that's what there was an agreement between the two sides, that they would wait until after the season for the trials with these other women. But Florio will join us coming up. And I misspoke with Jordan Schultz. He had the Gronk news. He did not have Deshaun Watson. USA Today had that. But Gronk retires, sort of. Because I don't think he's retired. He's done this before. And then his attorney said, hey, you know, Tom calls him. Okay, that's not a retirement. So imagine this. On the day Gronk retires, his own agent says, well, you know, if Tom calls this year or next year, who knows? And if you're Gronk, do you take the media job? You work for Fox. And then what role do you take? Because you've already, you're kind of late to the game here. Amazon has their studio show, and I don't know what role Gronk would be good in. He's a personality. I don't think he's a good analyst. Now, you could have him where he's in the studio, where he's having fun. Okay. I don't think doing games would be suited to his style, but maybe you have him on the field like Tony Siragusa was with Fox, where you throw it down to Gronk and he sort of gives you the feel of the game. Not a sideline reporter. He's just another analyst, but he's down there almost in the trenches there. He's giving you just the sense of what's going on. And, you know, it could be a character. He could have cargo shorts on. He could have, a Hawaiian shirt for nice. All I care. But Gronk is a game analyst. I thought you might see him second screen. I thought, you know, you would have him just like the Mannings. And I thought that if Tom Brady went into broadcasting, he would do something like that with Gronk. Well, obviously, Tom's going to be doing more with Fox as a game analyst. But maybe Gronk could hook up with Julian Edelman. And they did a second screen, something like that, where you had some fun there, told stories, and you watched some football. But Gronk, you can't take a media job, and all of a sudden Tom calls, and then you go back to play for the Buccaneers. But when your own agent says on the day you retire, and plus Gronk didn't say anything about the Patriots, you know, being nice about them and say nice things, you know, like Tom did. That's why people weren't buying his so-called retirement. It's like, I don't know, he didn't really say things about the Patriots, and then all of a sudden he did, and then you go, oh, okay, maybe this isn't a final. And, you know, Michael Jordan did this. I was around with Sugar Ray Leonard. I went to his first retirement in Baltimore, and I was working for CNN at the time, mid-80s, and I went, wow, he's retiring. He wasn't retiring. But Gronk, do I think he's retired? I don't. I think that he'll wait. Doesn't want to go to training camp. He knows the offense. He knows Tom. And maybe he does something media-wise. Maybe he holds off because he knows there's the possibility that he's going to come back. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. New shirts, go to danpatrick.com. A lot of great things there. The Enfuego t-shirt, Dub Nation t-shirt, Penny's Bang biscuits, so much more. By the way, if you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Seton, what kind of poll question do we have today?
Well, we got a few options for you, Dan. We could go with, is Rob Gronkowski retired? Mm-hmm. Yes or yeah?
Okay.
He might be retired.
All right.
We could go with Deshaun Watson's suspension will be over under. I said 14 games.
Ooh.
I'm not really sure why 14 games, because it feels like he's going to be suspended for a season, and then maybe he appeals that down to 10 or 12 games, something like that.
I do find it. I know you can't compare them, but I'm going to. I shouldn't compare them. Daniel Snyder does all this stupid stuff, and he gets away with it. I mean, read the Washington Post today of what happened back in 2009. He settled out of court with a woman. Well, Deshaun Watson settled out of court. Daniel Snyder, he doesn't lose anything. He somehow gets away with it. You know, I know the commissioner doesn't want to discipline an owner because basically that's one of his bosses. But why does Daniel Snyder get away with all this stuff? Hey, you know, accused of this, and here's a payout. And I mean, it just feels like there's something every year with Daniel Snyder. And then I like, well, you know, he's not running the team. He gave it to his wife. Oh, okay. Wow. I don't think anybody bought that. But not saying, you know, Deshaun Watson to me, suspend him for however long you want to. But Daniel Snyder, it feels like somehow skates. And he just plays the waiting game. Because eventually we move on and we go, oh, wait, Daniel Snyder's in trouble for, I'm sorry, I've lost count of what he's in trouble for. Or he's not going to sit down and talk to anybody. Won't give any testimony. What is he being investigated for this time around? Like, you know that it's not a good situation when you lose track of how many times somebody is being investigated. Or there's charges. Or there's something that happened with cheerleaders here where you're spying on them. Like, come on. After a while, and I know the other owners don't want to get into this, hey, maybe it's time to get Daniel Snyder out of here, because Snyder probably has a lot of dirt on a few owners. And you don't want that happening. If you open that door, can't close it. And I think that's another, you know, that would be looming. If I'm one of these owners and I'm friends with Daniel Snyder, or he might, you know, turn on us, me, it could be a little dicey. Yeah, Paul.
And unlike an athlete who gets in trouble off the field but performs great on the field, they get more chances. If you're catching 120 balls, you get more chances. Yeah. You're throwing for 4,000 yards. Daniel Snyder hasn't done anything good on the field for the Redskins, Washington football team, or Commanders. It's not like the local fan base is saying, hey, we got to keep this guy here because he keeps our team relevant. He makes the right hiring decisions. Yeah, they haven't been good. Yeah, the local fans don't want him. The national fans don't want him. And the other owners and the commissioner protect him.
Yeah, they do.
Fascinating.
Yeah, they do. Mike Florio will join us. We'll settle on a poll question. 877-3DP-SHOW. Twitter handle at DP Show. And emails as well. All of that welcome. Operator, Tyler, standing by. Yes, Seton. You look like you're poised, ready to say something incredible.
Well, I do have another poll question option that I think is a little bit of a can of worms, though, and I don't want it to take over the show.
After the break.
After.
Let's talk during the break.
After Florio.
Yes. Before Florio, but during the commercial break.
And then, yeah.
And then we'll.
Maybe segment three.
And then the can of worms will be opened up.
Yes.
A little bit later on. Okay. Take a break back after this.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. We'll get to phone calls coming up. Settle on our poll question. Seton says he's got a poll question that is opening up a can of worms. Do you want to ask the question now and we can decide if we want to stay with this? Or do you think even asking the question is going to take over the show?
Well, I think it's gonna take over the next 2 hours. But I would be curious to get Mike Florio's, like him on the record on this one.
On the record?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I want to get him on the record.
All right. What's the question? Then we'll get to Mike Florio, who is actually on his vacation. Best-selling author Mike Florio on his vacation. So what do you have there, Seton?
So yesterday, Colin Morikawa... he was rumored to be going to the Live Tour.
Yeah.
And he had to tweet yesterday. He said, "To state for the record once again, you all are absolutely wrong. I've said it since February at Riviera that I'm here to stay on the PGA Tour and nothing has changed.
Right.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some cereal to pour in my milk."
Oh.
Excuse me?
"I've got some cereal to pour in my milk."
Instead of the other way around.
So at first, I was kind of giving Colin the benefit of the doubt and saying, oh, obviously it was just a typo. But he followed up about an hour later and said, I'm genuinely curious now. Is there science behind why I should pour milk first? Can someone go do a study on this? Or a science why I shouldn't pour milk first?
Well, he did go to Stanford, correct?
Right. Right. And so he tagged some famous people from academia.
Oh.
But anyway, so do you pour milk and then cereal, or cereal then milk?
Cereal then milk.
Cereal then milk.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. So I think that we have to throw that up as a poll question.
Wow. Because
what kind of percentage of the population pours their milk and then cereal into the milk?
Let's bring in Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host. Mike, let's start there. Sorry to hit you so early in the morning with something so serious.
Well, no, I just had a bowl of milk with some cereal in it. So that's a perfect, perfect segue. Who in the world would put the milk in first? The milk splashes everywhere when you pour the cereal in, and the milk possibly overflows the bowl as you pour the cereal in. Mm. No, you put the cereal, then the milk. Right. I've never heard of anyone doing milk, then cereal until today.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike. That's all we needed.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
All right, so we thought about Florio as soon as the news happened with Deshaun Watson. We thought, all right, let's see if Mike, even though he's on vacation, can help
us
here.
It's not vacation. It's not vacation, but that's all right. We're on hiatus. I'm still working.
Oh.
It's not a vacation. No days off, just like Bill Belichick.
Okay. Why now? Why did Deshaun Watson settle now?
Well, it's a great question because last week he was asked, are you going to settle the cases? And he says, no, I want to clear my name. I want to see this court process through. And my reaction was, it's too late to clear your name. This has been hanging around for 15 months. There are 24 plaintiffs. Two more supposedly are suing. Attorney Tony Busby suggested last week there could be even more who will sue. The New York Times identified, not by name, but the number of at least 66 women out there who potentially could at some point get involved in this. So I just think that Deshaun Watson finally realized it was time. And there's no way out of this. You're never going to clear your name. It's just too late. It should have happened before the first case was filed. It should have happened in April of last year. They were ready to get these settled, and it fell apart. He could have settled 18 of 22 lawsuits last October, wanted to do all or nothing. I think he finally realized, I need to knock out as many of these as I can. I need to resolve as many of these as I can. Because if you're going to go to trial against 24 different people, that is going to take... If football season's out of play, Dan, that's going to take 2 or 3 years to try all those cases. Now he's down to 4. They ultimately may be down to 0. But by taking 20 of these cases off the table, it accelerates the moment at which this is all going to be over for Deshaun Watson. And I think he's just gotten to the point where he realizes, I need this to be over.
Is this an admission of guilt?
It's never an admission of guilt when you settle a civil claim. And in many cases, what happens is there's a very objective analysis of the situation. How much more is it going to cost me in legal fees to take this case all the way through to a verdict, even if I win? How much will it cost me to resolve this case right now? If it's less or equal and you're buying certainty by settling the case, it's a smart business decision. However, and even though the paperwork will say there is no admission of guilt, I've written hundreds of these documents over the years, it will be very clear there's no, in any way, shape, or form, acknowledgement of responsibility. People are going to say, well, if you pay anything, you must have done it. If you were innocent, you would fight it. And that's just an inaccurate conclusion. Now, in some cases, it's accurate, but I think as a broad brush blanket statement, it's not accurate. And the other thing too, Dan, if there was just one plaintiff and you put in a confidentiality provision, chances are no one's ever going to talk. With 20 of these folks out there able to hide behind the other 19, any one of them that blabs, I didn't do it, there's 19 others. Somebody eventually is going to say, what was paid here. And $100,000 was offered per plaintiff back in October. It'll be interesting to see when we find out the real number, and I think we eventually will, $100,000 plus how much to settle now.
I wonder about settling and if what role the NFL had in maybe advising if you settle, or, you know, there's going to be a punishment here. I don't know if it all works together, Mike, and maybe I'm trying to put together a jigsaw puzzle, and they're two different puzzles.
No, but I think you're right. I think your instincts are right. And we always know that there's a sausage-making process behind the scenes. And I think that it was getting to the point, Dan, starting with the HBO story on the case, and then another lawsuit is filed, and then Deshaun Watson's lawyer makes the awkward comment about there's nothing criminal about a happy ending, and then another lawsuit's filed, and then the New York Times story comes out, and it just felt like it was disintegrating. And there had been voices in the league office for a long time that believe Deshaun Watson shouldn't play until all these cases are over. Now, the commissioner took paid leave off the table in March. That doesn't mean it couldn't be put back on. And lately, it was feeling to me like, you know, the best outcome is press pause on this guy's career. Let him focus on these 24 cases and counting, and then we'll impose an unpaid suspension after that. I think as a practical matter, and maybe there was a conversation off the grid, and you know how this happens, three layers deep, and this conversation never occurred, but it could be somebody from the league office got the message to Watson's camp. Look, what you need to do is settle these cases because there's just too many of them. We can't let this guy play with this many pending legal cases. You're going to settle them eventually. Settle them now. And I think that makes it far less likely he will be put on paid leave. Because I was thinking as of last week, paid leave felt like it was inevitable because there was just too much hovering over Deshaun Watson.
It was last Friday when the Washington Post, Mark Maskey, said that, quoting, that expecting a significant punishment for Deshaun Watson. I asked a source, I said, and it's somebody involved in this, I said, what does significant mean to you? And he said, well, my significant is different than what the commissioner's significant is, or Deshaun Watson's camp, or the Cleveland Browns. What do you think is the punishment for Deshaun Watson?
I was told a day before Maskey's report that the NFLPA is bracing for something unprecedented. So, and you got to remember the procedure that's going to be at play here. First, the league proposes a punishment, so they start high. Then, independent retired judge gets involved and makes decision. Maybe it's something lower. Then, commissioner has jurisdiction over the appeal, and the league can appeal. The league can say, we asked for a year. Judge Robinson, who's going to be in charge of this, said 8 games. We think it should be a year. Commissioner could say, I'll do 12. So there's a back and forth that can happen here. So yeah, you start high because you assume that through this process, the independent disciplinary officer is going to come in lower, and then the commissioner decides what the final outcome is going to be. So it doesn't surprise me that it would be a year. It wouldn't surprise me if it's longer than a year, frankly. The Trevor Bauer suspension by MLB, I think, as a practical matter, resonates in what the NFL does with Deshaun Watson. So I think it will be unprecedented. I think it will be significant. And at the end of the day, Roger Goodell is going to have final say.
He's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host with Chris Sims, the show that precedes ours on Peacock Monday through Friday. Help me understand Daniel Snyder's situation, yet another situation. So he's got one situation going on, and then news came out about another situation where he settled a sexual harassment suit. Why is it that he doesn't get punished for any of this, but Deshaun Watson is going to get punished for this?
Dan, that's a great point. It's a perfect segue to the Snyder situation, because we reported last week, and Maskey confirmed this, the NFLPA, when defending Deshaun Watson, one of the defenses will be any discipline of Deshaun Watson must be proportional to discipline imposed on owners who have run afoul of the personal conduct policy, because the conduct policy says in black and white, owners and team management are held to a higher standard. So if Daniel Snyder is punished, and I still don't even know what his punishment is he running the team? Is he not running the team? Who the hell knows? But
it feels like it's punishment to make him run the team.
Yeah, that's true, especially for the fans. But, you know, whatever they did to Snyder and the other two owners that the NFLPA is going to pull into this, Robert Kraft, who had a similar, a lot of differences, but some similarities to Deshaun Watson, no punishment all that anyone knows of. Jerry Jones, the Cowboys owner that had that voyeurism scandal that bubbled up earlier this year involving Rich Dalrymple, the former PR guru of the Cowboys, never investigated by the league, never punished by the league as far as anyone knows. Who knows how broadly that scandal went? We don't know. So the union is going to push very aggressively the idea, whatever you do to these guys, it's got to be more than what you do to Deshaun Watson. So we have to view the final punishment through that prism. And what it does as a practical matter, it draws these guys into this fight, and they're not going to want that. Yeah. So it puts pressure on the league that may not have otherwise been there. But as to Snyder, look, today's the hearing before the House Oversight Committee, and the commissioner issued a lengthy statement this morning. He's going to testify. He's going to get some tough questions, and he can't do his press conference tap dance, where somebody asks a question, he doesn't answer it, and then somebody else asks a question about something completely different, and he never gets pressed to truly and fully answer a question.
What are the legal consequences of this hearing?
Well, ostensibly what Congress is looking to do is explore possible legislation that could be aimed at improving the workplace experience for people coast to coast. And already two bills have been introduced by the chairperson of the committee as it relates to the use of non-disclosure agreements in the workplace setting and the use of images of the employee that are harvested in the course of employment. Because one of the issues here, one of the many issues, what was done with some outtakes of a cheerleader video that ended up allegedly with upper management of the team for their entertainment, apparently. But the bottom line is Congress does have this authority. When you consider, I had this conversation with someone yesterday, because the knee-jerk reaction by so many is Congress have better things to do. Well, they have other things to do, but they're capable of doing many things. And when the NFL, number one, is the beneficiary of a 50-year, almost 60-year broadcast antitrust exemption that allows it to go out and sell its TV rights in bulk. And when the NFL is the one thing that is left in this country that can pull 20, 30, 40 million people together and watch the same thing at the same time. Nothing else does that anymore. There's some scrutiny that goes along with that. So that's where this all comes from. And they're trying to get to the bottom of it. And I applaud them, Dan, because they've been hiding the truth for months now about what really happened. They've buried it. And Congress is trying to get some of it to come to light. And I think it's a good thing.
Before I let you go, Gronk announces his retirement. Didn't sound like an actual retirement announcement, but it was almost like, I don't know what I'm going to do, but if you're asking me today, I'm going to retire. But if Tom calls, then I'll probably... When your agent says...
Yes!
Like Drew Rosenhaus...
I've never seen this before. The agent says, I don't believe my client.
It was like when Charles Barkley said he was misquoted in his autobiography. It's like your autobiography. How do you misquote it? So,
Dan, I think this is the bottom line. The bottom line is the bottom line. I don't think that Gronk is willing to come out and say it. But if they're going to pay him $8, $9, $10 million, when you've got receivers scratching against $30 million per year now, and you look at the weapon that Gronk is, I think for anything less than $15 million, I'm not getting out of bed if I'm Rob Gronkowski. So if you're willing to pay me $8, $9, or $10 million, then I'll show up in November and take that or some prorated amount. Mm. You want me there from day one. I want to be paid commensurately with the top tight ends. 15 is the high watermark for tight ends. You got receivers, like I said, getting close to 30. I think it comes down to how much money the Buccaneers are willing to pay. And Gronk's not going to come out and say it because it just looks unseemly. It looks greedy if you say it.
Great stuff, Mike. Once again, right, you're just on hiatus. You're not on vacation.
hiatus. No days off. ProFootballTalk.com every single day. We have no choice. It's the fruit keeps falling out of the trees every day.
Congratulations on your book, Playmakers, bestseller.
Thanks, pal.
Thank you, Mike. That's Mike Flora. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on here with the Washington football team. You have Gronk situation, Deshaun Watson. I mean, this is the NFL. Even when the NFL says, you know what, we're going to give June to the NBA and NHL. I mean, they try, and then all of a sudden it's like, that's going to take over. Well, that's going to take over, and then that's going to take over. And, oh, by the way, game four tonight, I call it a pivotal game four, my Ning versus the Avs. Because if the Ning win, then maybe we see a repeat performance like we did against the Rangers. But if the Avs win tonight, ball game. Yes, Paulie.
A little risky of you not to say pivotal game three or five, Dan. You know, yeah. The people in the media won't like that.
Well, I know. Not many people look at a game four as pivotal.
All right. So let's say at the hearing today where Roger Goodell is, trying to pacify the congressmen or senators, whoever's asked him, what if a congressman asks him, what is the upside of keeping Daniel Snyder as an owner in the National Football League? How would he answer that question?
Oh, I don't know if he would be prepared to answer that, but he would probably say, charitable things and... he would scrap something together where I don't know if he has like a cheat sheet like the Live Golfers did. Like if asked this question, you have this answer there. Yes, Tom.
I could see him saying something like it has nothing to do with upside or downside. He's the current owner of the team, and it's going to take a whole lot of evidence and proof for us to even consider removing someone from being the owner of one of our NFL teams and just leave it at that.
All right, let's go through that evidence there, Commissioner. Let's go step by step here. That's if you really wanted to press the issue. Then you probably could with Daniel Snyder. It's not one of those rumor innuendo stuff. It's all facts. And then you go, do you want to be in business with somebody like that? I don't know how he's helping grow the game, business partner, but that's where we are. And somehow he'll skate. It just feels like he's not going to talk. And all he has to do is just hold his breath. Get on his yacht, go to south of France, and then come back up for air once the season starts. I'll be like, how about Carson Wentz? How about those Commanders? And then we'll move on again, as we always do. Daniel Snyder. We'll take a break. You're right, Seton. It took over. The Colin Morikawa story. If you said we were talking about Colin Morikawa today, the golfer, I would think about the LIV Tour, why he did or didn't go. This appears to be even bigger. He says that he pours the milk in and then the cereal follows. Play of the Day's up next and your phone calls right after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Oh my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
2-2 to Shohei Ohtani. He has done it! Wow! Way back! We are tied up, his second three-run jack of the night. Segoy! Shohei! The power! Shohei, the tie game! What a swing! 2 3-run home runs.
Courtesy of Bally Sports West, Ohtani accounted for 8 RBIs on the night, most by an Angel since 2007. That's your play of the day, brought to you by M-Drive Supplements for driven dudes looking to increase their energy, strength, and drive. Don't have to slow down as we get older. M-Drive's clinically tested ingredient support. T-levels, energy, metabolism. Don't let age beat you. Get MDriveDan.com. My wish is for Shohei Ohtani to be able to play on a team that's going to play meaningful games. And maybe it's the Angels. Maybe. I just don't want to see him have a career that's similar to Mike Trout's from the standpoint of you don't see him on a national stage in big moments. And it's been 8 years since Mike Trout's been in the postseason. And I think it was 3 games against Kansas City. I hope Ohtani... And, you know, I've mentioned this before. There are two players where the ball came off their bat and it sounded different. Jock Peterson, when he would hit home runs, when he first came up, I went, man, that sounds different. And Shohei Ohtani. It just sounds different. And Ohtani last night was spectacular, and they end up losing the game. All right, get the phone calls coming up. Colin Morikawa yesterday put out a tweet saying that he was not going to join the LIV Tour. And then we found out that there was an even bigger story there, that he said that he wanted to go back to putting cereal in his milk.
Right. He ended the tweet with, now if you'll excuse me, I've got some cereal to pour in my milk.
Yeah.
Which was at first like, what?
I know.
So the comments under the Twitter poll question are just phenomenal. Right now, 95% of the audience put cereal then milk. So that means there's 5% of the audience that do it milk then cereal.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
And it's 5% who use 2% milk and then, okay. Yeah. Cindy in Arizona joins us. Hi, Cindy. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Dan. How are you?
Great, Cindy.
5'9", 135. How you doing?
Good.
All right. I have to weigh in on this cereal thing. Cereal goes in second on your second bowl because you already have milk left over.
I know, but this isn't the second bowl. This is first bowl.
Yeah, he's wrong.
Okay, Dan. All right. Well, that's what we needed to know, Cindy. Thank you.
Somebody said the 5% of people who voted otherwise, are you human? Which another person responded, they probably put toothpaste on a dry brush, too. Now, I'm not trying to open up that can of worms. But okay. This is spinning off. It's just out of control right now.
Dakota in Indiana. Hi, Dakota.
Hey, Hey, Dan, how are you?
Great.
Iguan 210, my bad.
210. that's 2,000 pounds there. 2010.
Listen, I'd rather be 2,000 pounds than a sick person who goes milk than cereal. All right, this guy should be banned, not only from the PGA, but the Live Tour. All right, this is the olive branch they've been waiting for.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Dakota. That we don't want Colin Morikawa on the PGA Tour anymore. Yes, Seton.
There's a fella named Bill who said, my dad used to pour milk first. He would add sugar, stir, and dissolve it so he didn't end up with sugar at the bottom of the bowl, and then add cereal. Jeepers, creepers.
Wendell, Music City, joins us. Hi, Wendell.
Danny, 5'10", 180. Uh-huh. Hey, I've been listening since the Attic days when only one original Danette was married, so we're glad to have you back in Nashville. Nice to hear you on Peacock.
Thank you.
Hey, I haven't called in before, so when this hard-hitting issue came up about pouring cereal on milk, had to call in. My wife pours her milk first. And like Seton, you know, I was mystified. I had to investigate. Her answer is she doesn't want the cereal to get soggy. So she adds a little cereal, finishes it off, adds a little bit more. So it makes sense.
But Wendell, did you know this prior to getting married?
Did not.
Okay.
Did not.
Would it have affected you getting married, knowing that your wife pours milk in and then the cereal on top of it?
I may have thought things over a little bit more.
Okay, all right. That's fair. I appreciate your honesty. Thank you, Wendell. Yeah, Seton.
We also made a little bit of an error there that's apparently just been a huge insult, and that Colin Morikawa went to Cal, not Stanford.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oops. Sorry about that.
I was giving him a lot more credit. Going to Stanford. I mean, Cal's a great education.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
Does he go gravy and then put mashed potatoes on top of his gravy on the plate? Is that kind of maniac?
Now, fair question.
When you put the milk in and you pour in the cereal, it feels like you're drowning the little fellas. You know, you're just dropping them off a bridge into a lake. You know, when you put the cereal first and you pour the milk on, it's like, hey, it's like a water slide. It's a fun thing, like a sprinkler.
You don't put the syrup down and then put the waffle on top of it.
Absolutely.
You don't put steak sauce down and then put the steak on top of it.
Not on my watch.
Yeah, see.
Guy named Jet said, my wife likes half and half with her coffee. She puts in the half and half first and then pours coffee on top of it. And even he goes, weird.
Jim in Montana joining us. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. I got a quick explanation for the milk thing. Okay. It's going to sound a little weird, but if you're eating a children's cereal, like a sugar-enhanced Captain Crunch, whatever, and if you put the milk in first, then it's a lot sweeter. It's really enhanced. Now, it's not going to work on a granola or something, but if you're eating Honeycomb, yeah, put the milk in first. And I came across this because of your previous caller, the lady. You know, I had some extra milk one time, and I put in some cereal, and it was like double the flavor. So I think that's why the guy's doing it.
Yeah, but that second bowl issue. Wow, hung up on him.
Cold.
Yeah. I like Seton got up to help Marvin hang up on him.
Big call ID.
See, Marvin's like, hey, Seton, how do I get the dial tone on this quickly? Yeah. It's like the funniest sound effect in radio.
Yeah, Jim in Montana, that second bowl of cereal, that's what we're talking about. Yeah, Paul.
We've called for Colin Morikawa. We should tell him we're only going to talk cereal and not about the Live Tour.
Yeah, that's it. Yes. Cal's Colin Morikawa, not Stanford's Colin Morikawa. Cal may want to distance themselves from Colin Morikawa after this. Yes, Todd.
We actually did send a follow-up note to his PR. Paul and I were communicating, talking about, oh, he's got to join us on this cereal topic.
Oh,
Colin's busy putting on his pants on his underwear right now.
So he puts his pants on first, and then his underwear after.
Very
that.
Odd.
Okay. Yeah, Seton.
I love that he doubled down on it, though, Colin Morikawa. I am, like, genuinely curious now. Is there science behind why I shouldn't pour milk first? Can someone do a study on this?
Yeah, Paul.
I have seen a couple articles that say people believe that the cereal stays crispier if you do it this way.
Okay, I get that.
They believe. There's no actual studies. I could not find a study.
Yeah, but you're not, this isn't a meal where you sit around and you just talk and then, you know, it takes 2 hours. Yeah, breakfast.
You're saving yourself like 10 seconds of crispiness.
Yeah.
What?
You know, you have a meal, you sit around, it takes a little time. Cereal in the morning? 5 minutes?
10 seconds of crispiness was Jared Leto's band's name.
I think.
If I remember right.
30 seconds to Mars.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, 10 seconds of crispiness.
I was so close.
Yeah. What was Russell Crowe's band?
10-foot-odd grunts.
No, 40 feet of grunt or something.
I think the word odd was in there, but.
Oh.
Good call.
Wow. What a first hour. More phone calls coming up.
30-odd foot of grunts.
Oh,
they disbanded in 2005.
Oh, they did. Okay. All right, 1 hour in the books, two more to go. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly, backroom guys. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.